Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Pamilya. Powerful prayer. I'm sure the prayers reaches our Lord God Almighty. And He's going to answer, and we're going to see revival among especially the Punjabis.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we thank you. Now we are going to have the Word of God. And our speaker is Jeremy Cavalry from the U.S. I met him a couple of times, but when I went to the YouTube and I happened to click on JSM Ministries, there are so many YouTubes on what he's doing. And God is using him mightily. And I'm sure he's got a powerful word for us, because the Word of God is alive. It begins to touch our hearts, touch our minds, and begin to transform us. Before I pass him, I just want to pray, Lord God Almighty, bless my brother. Let the Ruach, let the Holy Spirit come upon him, Lord, that your word will come alive and the people hearing us will be transformed. Even as your word travels across the airwaves, we know, Lord, that your God, your word is powerful and mighty. So bless my brother. Bless him mightily, Lord, because you're a God who answers prayer. I know he's blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Over to you, my brother. Introduce yourself, and you've got about half an hour.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Robert. Thank you so much, my great Malaysian Punjabi Christian friends that have come all around the world to join the Zoom. And many are sharing this on their own little platforms through the hosting, through different social media capabilities. There's audio broadcasts going on simultaneously where everything that has been said during this session, and the Filipinos that were praying and singing and playing the harp before this even started. I want to say thank you. It is an honor and privilege to come to you today, as we are working together to fulfill the Great Commission, because I can't do what I do by myself. You can't do what you do by yourself, but we do this all together with God giving us all these different gifts and all these different tools and different things that we have. And we join hands together and say, yes, we want to build the kingdom for Jesus Christ today. We want to see souls transformed, healed, and revived by the power of Jesus Christ. But this has to be done for the fulfilling that we read in Revelation. As our theme is God's firewall, as our theme is about what God is doing, about rebuilding the tabernacle of David, about going forth and sending out what God is telling us to do every day. If you've ever heard me say this before, I will say this again. Let us be an act of worship continuously from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed, no matter what we do. It is a representation, it is an ambassadorship, it is a partnership, because we, once we are Christians, our body is now the temple of the Holy Spirit. So I have multiple pieces of what I want to share for my message today. And my message is quite simply covering about God's covering of the firewall, but I want to share a story first before I even get into this. So, yes, this week, we were invited to a ministry event on an app called Clapper. It is a mature-rated app that has a small minority group of Christians that do audio broadcast and video broadcast. In fact, I'm having a broadcast on it to hear my voice during this meeting. And somebody joined this meeting without human intervention. This is an app that is on your phone that you have to manually download, and there's notifications that will show up at the top of your phone. It is normally like Facebook or YouTube or emails or other things that you may have. Someone invites you to a Zoom, it shows up in a WhatsApp. But this man said, and my wife is already speaking for several minutes sharing a story, and I'll share that story in a minute. And he says, I don't know. He says, I don't know what's going on, but this just came up on my phone. I'm hearing these voices coming out of my phone. I didn't click on the app. I recognized what the app was, but it was like my phone was being controlled by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I got into this second part of the story. One of my ministry partners called me on the phone yesterday, and his phone wasn't in a situation to call me. So he calls me back and he's like, why did you call me? I said, well, you were calling me. I answered the phone. And something was going on where God wanted me to pray for that individual. We started texting and I shared this story. So I'll continue the rest of this story. This man used to be a plumber and a comedian, he said, and that he was working his way up into becoming a professional individual. And several times throughout his life, he did become a professional, making over six U.S. figures of money. So we're talking over $100,000 plus a year. And he was well known, and many people knew what he was about. But he was known for cussing and being angry and talking dirty and talking sexual. And he got money from the way he communicated. And God struck him down, took his money, took his power, took his influence. Took everything about him and stripped it all away to where he was on the brink of, many of you would call, homelessness or poverty. And in this moment, he cries out to God, and God transforms his life, and people come into his life. To summarize this, because this he's coming to this meeting that we had to tell us a little bit about this. He talks about 10-15 minutes, if not longer. And he says, I don't know why I'm here, but I'm supposed to be here. But I want you to know that my wife's sharing the story that I'll tell you about in a minute, that I'm going to share that because I've been called to preach, he said. He said, the Lord gave me a spanking. I don't know many of you that have ever grown up and had a spanking, but you may have had that in your educational experience or with your family or some elder. Have you ever been spanked by God? Maybe not physically, but spiritually, you've had a spanking of some type. God has struck you down, has taken something away from you, or has put you on hold, and you're not sure why. Maybe it's because something you've done wrong. Maybe it's not. But he ends up telling us a little further along. Says, well, this week, I'm going to be preaching around near my hometown. And I'm going to meet people that I went to school with. I'm going to meet people that I worked with, people that were my friends when I was a degenerate, when I was an outcast, when I would cuss and rage and rant and be angry and act stupid and childish and immature. And he asked for us to pray for him. And as I told you, there was a story my wife was talking about. See, the meeting was about prayer. And during this meeting, I hand over the phone, to my wife to share her story, because we were talking about how God can use situations to transform somebody's life. And she shares about her grandfather on her mother's side. And to summarize this story and to go into my message, this man was known in the town and in the area as someone who had an anger issue. Someone was downright mad, fuming, angry. And of course, when you're angry, you say a lot of things that can tear people apart, rip people to pieces. And her grandfather decides one day, it's getting cold, the winter setting in here in Ohio, and snow starts to fall upon the ground, and it's starting to build and build and build and get more snow upon the ground. And he decides, well, this man's not going to be able to get out of his driveway. He's not going to be able to get to work. He's not going to be able to go buy groceries. He decides to take his plow, go down the road, fill it with gas if he hadn't already, and take it to this man's dwelling and plows the inches of snow away, the man either was there and sleeping or he wasn't there. It sounds like it wasn't there is what it sounds like. And doesn't tell him that he did it. That's the key part of the story. He doesn't call him on the phone or send a letter in the mail or meet him in person one-on-one and say, hey, would you like for me to plow? You know, I have a service where I charge this fee. I'll plow if you pay me money. No, he did not accept any money. He did not accept any conversation. He did not tell this man what he was planning to do. Did not tell anyone in his family. Did not tell anyone of his friends what he was going to do. He just decided to go forward and be a blessing to this individual. And he plows it. Well, that one little moment of kindness transformed this person's life. And he gets saved. And he starts eventually preaching. Now think about that for a minute. When's the last time you've encountered an angry person? Somebody that stole from you. Someone that beat you up. Killed somebody. Raped somebody. Molested children. Cussed you out. Stole your homework. I'm fill in the blank. What? Somebody done you wrong? I think we all can raise our hands today and say, somebody has done us wrong. But can you think about the power of Christ as God's firewall invades the anger, invades the frustration, invades the situation? And as you see, Zechariah 2:5, as we're talking about, will be a fire, a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be the glory within. So this man, these men, both men, the plumber, comedian, and the angry man, they both came together by the power of Christ, because the fire went inside and transformed both men's lives. We see in Psalm 18:29 says, with your help, I can advance against a troop, or I can run through a barricade. You ever had a wall? Many of you that have watched Olympics, they have those where they're running with a stick and they have to pivot over the stick. Or they're sitting there doing the jump on the hurdles. Or other times you're seeing videos and pictures of someone climbing a rope for a military exercise as they're training to be able to pass and climb up the wall at a certain amount of time. But imagine a troop, a barricade, a group of people, or technology, or a thought, or something that comes against you. It's a wall. And it stopped you from going any further. If you've watched any Lord of the Rings, you see Gandalf and he sticks his stick in the ground and says, you shall not pass. Well, that's pretty much what's happening. It says, with your help, Psalm 18:29, I can advance against the troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. What is the wall in your life today that you cannot go around? You can't blow it up. You can't run through it on your own. Because there's two ways this verse is translated. It's to scale, to climb the wall. Or that you take a step back and you run straight through it and break through the wall that is in your situation. That is in your family. That is at your job. That is in your mindset. The way you feel. As this theme about overcoming harm. Again, think about the two individuals. The dirty comedian plumber person who got saved, lost everything, and then got saved, and is now preaching literally 24 hours from now, or the individual that was the town person known for being angry, and an act of kindness broke his heart, as they say, you know, changed his mindset. Like, why would someone do that for me? And once other people found out what was going on and things were happening, other people came alongside and made difference as well for both individuals. Or look at the other situation. The man that's about to speak tomorrow and my friend who calls me, and both individuals are communicating with me against their own power, against their own human intervention, because God wanted us to have a conversation, because God had a bigger picture. Have you ever had a situation that you could not explain, that human intervention was not what actually caused it? You weren't invited to the meeting. You didn't get the memo. You didn't get the email. You didn't get the letter in the mail. You didn't get the knock on the door. And let's say you're just walking down the street and there's something happening. Or maybe you stumbled upon this message on wherever you could be hearing it or watching it. Maybe you joined the Zoom. Maybe you joined a broadcast, this one or something else. And maybe you changed the channel on your TV. Maybe something else is happening. And God has a message for you today, because Psalm 121 verses 7 and 8. Psalm 121 verses 7 and 8. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. See, we have a jealous God. We have an all-consuming fire God. We have a God that comes after us more than we come after Him. He's pursuing us all the time. As I mentioned in the beginning, may we be an act of worship continuously from the moment we are awake, from the moment we go to sleep. And again, many of us can raise our hands and say, I don't do that all the time. I say things I shouldn't. I think things I shouldn't. I write things I shouldn't. I go places I shouldn't. And we just continually couldn't do what needs to be done. Now, how many of you could raise your hand and say that you feel that you failed something? Maybe you failed a quiz, a test, a proctored exam, a final. Maybe you failed at a relationship with your friends and your family, your spouse. Maybe you feel that you failed at ministry. Maybe you're not saved and you're not a Christian. And everyone I know that's on social media that isn't a Christian wants to post about their positive vibes and positivity. And the reason why you're doing that is because somebody has come along and said something negative, or feels negative, or feels like a failure, or has done something wrong, or something hasn't lined up. You know, they said that you can have 10 actions and one of them is the failure. And most people want to talk about the failure. Why do we do this? Why is culture like this? No matter where you go, someone wants to point out all the faults. Let's look at it this way. If you take a beautiful pot or a cup like this, and I throw this on the ground and it breaks and the glass shatters and the water goes all over the floor, many people would say this glass, that if it's shattered on the floor, the water is just going to dry up into the ground. You can't do anything with it. That's a waste of water. And they're going to go get a broom, or they're going to go pick up the little pieces of glass and throw it away. But there's others who would see, okay, we got a broken glass. God wants to put the pieces together, and he glues the pieces together stronger than what it was from before, and then it transforms into something that looks better than what it was before. But again, many of us fail to do this. If we look at Joshua 21:45, not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled. We blow the shofar. We talk about the tabernacle of David. We talk about God's promises to Israel. And God's promises to Israel are very much promises God has given us as well. The Jew and the Gentile have both been given the opportunity to hear the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, in human standards, there may be some situation that has come around where you may not have that relationship anymore. You may not need to speak to this person anymore or this situation anymore. But that doesn't mean God can't restore something or give you a peace about a situation. See, many times in the forgiveness package, everyone's focusing on forgiving the person that did you wrong. But you always forget to forgive yourself. Again, let's look at these two these little stories again. It's not by accident that you've come to these different situations. It's not by accident that you've seen these posts on social media. It's not by accident that you accidentally are in a broadcast. Or it's not by accident that you went to the marketplace. You went to the grocery store. You went to go buy your feed for your cattle. You went to go buy your fish. Or you went to go buy your chicken. Or you went to go buy the spices for your curry. It's not by accident that you are waiting because there's heavy traffic. It's not by accident that your job has ended. It's not by accident that you can't complete the task that you wanted to do for the day. Because God is wanting us. Look at it this way, from a technical standpoint. Many of us that are over the age of 40 grew up listening to a radio, possibly. Radio broadcast. That would be in your vehicle or on a device inside of a wooden box in your home. And you have to tune that frequency. Let's say the broadcast is 101.2. If you're at 102, it's all garbled. You can't understand it. Tune it down just a little bit, and the broadcast is very soft. You can barely hear it. But as you keep tuning to 101.2, and it's loud and it's clear and you can understand it. That's the way God's firewall is today. We hear about the fiery darts of the devil constantly acting like a lion, searching for somebody to devour and take us out. Well, just like the tech world, when you have a physical firewall for a router and a hub and a switch and a server and all the other technical pieces, you have a scheduled outage planned. You have a scheduled change request. To change cords or change the configuration or the IP numbers. Or changing the software and firmware and changing the servers and the different pieces of that puzzle, and there's multiple people involved in this that have to go through testing to make certain it's what it should be before it happens, and then testing after it goes so then it doesn't cause a bigger problem. But when we are in the wrong frequency for what God wants to do, we miss out on these moments of what God wants us to do. And on the other side of this coin, if we're not in the right frequency with what God is doing, we are not protected, as the armor of God in Ephesians 6:10 through 14 talks about. Because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, as verse 12 talks about. And in verse 13, talking about putting on the whole armor. Because we will be tested, we'll be tried. We will go through things that will happen. So are you ready today to tune into that place that God has for you as you scale the wall, as you break through the barricade, and you move forward to do what God has called you to do? The Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for the Asian areas. We pray for China, Laos, Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, Malaysia, Indonesia. We pray for every place that has the opportunity to continue to go to the ROTD location here on Zoom. We pray for everyone that comes together in the Philippines, those that come in the U.S., and across the world, that the power of Jesus Christ will continue to go forth, that you will make your message known to the nations today, that you will strengthen and empower the capability of what you're wanting to do and how you're wanting to see what God is doing and how He wants to operate and who He is, who you are today, as you send forth God's firewall, the Holy Spirit is going forth amongst the nations today and looking for people to tune into the frequency, to listen to the message of the Word, to feel the message of the Word, to think the message of the Word, to see it and speak it and understand it and go forward and do what you've called us to do, Lord Jesus. Because without your help, we cannot be the hands and feet you called us to. We want to rebuild the nations for Jesus Christ today. We want to see people healed. We want to see people's lives transformed. And as we have prayed on this broadcast for the sick, for the strong, for the young, for the elderly, for the homeless, for the poor, for those that are in jail and prison, for those that are outcast, those that are lost, those that are financially successful, those that are agnostic and just don't want anything to do with God, for those that are involved in witchcraft, for those that are involved in Satanism, for those that don't want to have anything to do with any kind of religion because you're just tired of it. Let the power of Jesus Christ come to everyone today. Let everyone be a blessing for Jesus. Let everyone see and understand what God is doing today. Let there be a divine intervention like the plumber and like my friend, Brother Jim, who called me and didn't even call me. Let someone join a broadcast. Let someone come across us on the phone and social media. Let us have a conversation in person. Well, I wasn't planning to come here today. Or I'm still here because something else has happened. Let us not look at these circumstances, whether you have a flat tire or you're out of work or you're not understanding where to go or something's gone wrong. Look at what God's going to do with this situation. Besides just fixing your problem, are you supposed to have a meeting with someone today? Lord, let's pray for the meetings of the people we meet in person and online. That God will interrupt their frequency, their broadcast, their day. They will change the situation up. And the power of Jesus Christ will go forth and be sent out amongst the nations so that signs, wonders, and miracles can occur so that people's lives can be transformed from the inside out. By the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.